Welcome to Cowboy Tracks on KDRT 95.7 FM. This is KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. I'm your host, Nancy, bringing you authentic cowboy and western music and poetry. This show is on live every Friday at 1 p.m. for an hour, and you can also hear replays on the kdirt.org website. Today's intro music was from the Wild West Gang, called A Quiet Evening Beside the Campfire. On today's program, you'll hear music from icons of Western music. You know, throughout the various eras and styles of Western music, there have been musicians who led the way, either by bringing some big changes to the music, or by keeping the music alive and well and renewing the public interest in it. We'll hear music from early cowboy songs, Bob Wills' Western Swing, Gene Autry and other singing cowboys of the silver screen, and some more recent figures who have had and are still having lots of influence on the Western music genre. I'd like to start today with talking about current icon Ian Tyson. Ian was part of the popular Ian and Sylvia folk duo back in the 60s. They had hits like Someday Soon and Four Strong Winds. After Ian's folk music success, he stepped back and became a rodeo rider and a rancher, and then in the 80s returned to the music scene, this time with stories about the Western world and about the cowboy perspective. He was awarded a very high honor by me, being made a member of the Order of Canada. And when Canadians voted on what they considered the greatest Canadian songs of all time, they picked his song, Four Strong Winds. Ian's musical legacy of cowboy and western songs is deep and powerful, and he's had a huge impact on listeners and other musicians. There have been many times I've been to a western singer's concert and heard them give credit to Ian, either for their inspiration in the songs, or they talk about the privilege they had of joining him in Alberta to do some songwriting. I've been inspired by Ian as well. It's been, maybe more than a dozen years ago that I heard him in concert at the Palms Playhouse. And it's interesting, I have no idea why I chose to go to that show, because I didn't know much, if anything, about his music. But the concert was so magical. And right then and there, I was hooked on cowboy and western music. And I attended some cowboy music festivals and even started my radio show, Cowboy Spirit. That was back about 12 years ago. This music, it still resonates deeply with me, and I felt called to revive the program today in its current form, Cowboy Tracks, that you are now listening to. And that's the kind of influence that one person can have. So thank you, Ian Tyson.
Springtime, first crocus in the snow, coffee in a go-cup, he's headed for the oil rig, land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky. Castle, the red deer and the battle, rivers in a dry land, feed the cities of the plain, but nothing lasts forever on the great divide, land of shining mountains. Big Alberta sky. In the night, I have heard the thunder roll. In my days, I have felt the wind and rain. Like the cowboy said, I wish I'd seen the buffalo. Maybe they'll come back again. He's gonna get up early, try and make a dollar. The only girl he wanted took the Greyhound for the coast, and she was bound for leaving. She will not forget him or the land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky. The land of shining mountains, big Alberta sky.
That was Ian Tyson's Land of Shining Mountains from his Songs from the Gravel Road album. Today we're listening to music from Western music icons, and some of the very first ones way, way back were Otto Gray and his Oklahoma Cowboys, or as they were first known, McGinty's Oklahoma Cowboys. They were the very first Western cowboy band to achieve some national fame, and they were the first cowboy band to hit the Billboard charts. The band was formed in the 1920s in Oklahoma, and one of its members, Bill McGinty, had even been a rider in Buffalo Bill's traveling show. The songs of the group were played nationwide on radio stations, and they were really the first exposure for most Americans to Western cowboy music. So talk about being an influence on the genre. The band leader Otto was quoted as saying that Western music had only three rhythms and that they came from the gates of the cow pony. There was walk, there's trot, and there's lope. Well, here's one of their popular songs, Cowboy's Dream. It was released in 1926. I'm just wondering, would you call this song a trot or a lope rhythm? And if you listen in, you can hear all the clicks and the crackles from the old recording. Thank you. That was Otto McGinty and his Oklahoma Cowboys. Don Edwards, he's a very important and much treasured current-day Western musician, balladeer, and a historian. He's received multiple awards from the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, and two of his cowboy music records are in the Folklore Archives of the Library of Congress. This song is from that collection and is called The Long Road West.
Once I heard a hobo singing by the tie trail and squatting by the red rail, rusty with the dew, singing of the firelight, singing of the high trail, and singing to the morning before the dawn broke through. Saddle rail or pack sack, any way you take it, choose a pal and try him, on your own is best. Sand, clay, or cinders, any way you make it, looking for tomorrow down that long road west. Now far across the ranges, over where the sea swings, battering the raw ledge, booming up the sand. There I heard a sailor telling what the sea sings, sings to every sailor as he longs for the land. When you've saved your cash, when you've done your hitch, sir, holy stone and hardtack, buckle to the test. When you're back in port, your feet begin to itch, sir, think about tomorrow and the long road west. Slowly came a cowboy riding round the night herd, and silver was the starlight, slender was the moon. Then I heard him singing, lonely as a night bird, his pony's head a-nodding to his strange little tune. Wind, rain, and sunshine, every kind of weather, sweating on the mesa, freezing on the crest. And me and just my shadow, jogging on together, jogging on together down that long road west. Now lazy was the cool stream, slipping through the far light, and shadow in the buckthorn high along the hill. And when I heard a bird sing softly in the starlight, and singing in the evening when the trees were still. Valley range and high trail, Mesa Butte and river, sun across the lowlands, rolling down to rest. And there'll always be a skyline rolling on forever, running on forever down the long road west.
That was Don Edwards with The Long Road West. You know, I enjoy offering this radio show for you, and I wonder if you're also curious about community radio and getting involved at KDIRT. Well, you're in luck, because you're invited to our next orientation, where we can answer your questions about broadcast and behind-the-scenes volunteer opportunities and internships. To find the date and to RSVP for our next orientation, visit davismedia.org and click on the Get Involved tab, and hope to see you soon. Singing cowboys from the movies and TV had a huge influence on many generations of listeners. Carl T. Sprague was one of the first singing cowboys with his recording of When the Work's All Done This Fall. That was in 1925. But later in the 1920s, when movies started getting sound, the singing cowboys of the movies really took off. These were extremely popular and continued to be so well into the 1940s. Ken Maynard, who was a rodeo rider and was in Buffalo Bill's shows, was the first singing cowboy of the movies. But Gene Autry and Roy Rogers became better known. As an aside, I recently went to the Autry Museum in Los Angeles. If you take a look at my Cowboy Tracks blog for this week, you'll see a photo I took at the museum. It's a metal sculpture of Gene Autry with his horse and his guitar. It's really a very lovely museum. Gene Autry, he was born in Texas, and after high school, he was a telegrapher, and he used to pluck away on his guitar to pass the time during the long nights at work. Eventually, this led him to a singing career and then to his career as a movie and TV star. He made about 44 Western movies. He sang in them. He rode his horse Champion. You may remember his sidekick, Burnett. Gene later had his own TV show, Gene Autry's Melody Ranch, where he laid out the cowboy code as a guide for young folks in particular on how to live a good moral life. During the singing cowboy era, many sang the traditional cowboys, but some, like Gene, also penned some of their own songs. Here's one of his most beloved ones. It's one that he co-wrote with Ray Whitley in 1939. Here's Back in the Saddle Again.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rockin' to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Gene Autry, Back in the Saddle Again. You know, Roy Rogers was another famous singing cowboy. I'm sure you've heard of Roy. Do you know that his real name was Len Sly? In 1933, Len, Bob Nolan, Slumber Nichols, and later on Hugh Farr formed the Sons of the Pioneers singing group. The group's music was picked up by syndicated radio and was heard throughout the country. They wrote and recorded many hits such as Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Cool Water, and these are the folks that set the standard for Western music with their songwriting and rich harmony. The Sons also provided music for Western movies, and during this time, Roy Rogers was discovered and became a matinee idol. Later, he was known as the King of the Cowboys. And Roy, along with his wife, Dale Evans, his horse, Trigger, his German Shepherd, Bullet, they were all very much loved in movies and TV shows that went on into the 1960s. Let's listen to the Sons of the Pioneers doing their song, Cool Water, followed by one of the most popular Roy Rogers recordings, Don't Fence Me In.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Water.
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 Keep
water.
A moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Clear water.
The nights are cool and I'm a pool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and care. Moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Cool water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's
water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear.
Water.
Water. Keep
water.
A moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spread the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's
looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
That was Roy Rogers, Don't Fence Me In. What a nice voice. And before that was the Sons of the Pioneers with Cool Water. K-Dirt just finished its 2017 fundraising drive, and the goal was met. And we just really want to thank all of you for helping us to reach that goal. We appreciate it very much. I've got an email from Thomas of the Thick Crust Doughboys. He's going to be listening in today. We played one of their songs recently, and we'll do another one in the next week or two. They have some really good instrumental Western music. And also Hal Cannon, who we will be talking about later on, he's also going to be listening in today. So here's a shout-out to you, Hal. Ruby Blevins. You may better know her as Patsy Montana. She went to the University of the West, which is now known as UCLA. She went back in, 1929 or so, to study violin. And while she was there, she won a talent contest for her singing, her yodeling, and her guitar playing. Later, she became a regular on Chicago's WLSAM radio on the National Barn Dance Show. She rearranged and recorded a song called Texas Plains into the song I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, which in 1935, she became the first country western female with 1 million records sold.
I wanna learn to rope and to ride.
Some fine yodeling from Patsy Montana. In 1959, Marty Robbins released his album Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs, and that's the one that had his big hit El Paso on it. This album went gold, and it won the Grammy for Best Country and Western Recording. The All Music Guide called it the most influential album of Western songs in post-World War II American music. And over the years, the Western Writers of America have selected 6 songs from that album as among the top 100 Western songs ever made. Here's one from that record called 160 Acres.
I got 160 acres in the valley, got 160 acres of the best. Got an old stove there that'll cook 3 squares, and a bunk where I can lay me down to rest. Up at dawn to greet the sun, I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home when day is done, with my pocket money jingling in my jeans. I've got 160 acres full of sunshine, got 160 million stars above. Got an old paid hoss, I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love. Up at dawn to greet the sun, I've forgotten what a care or worry means. Head for home when day is done, with my pocket money jingling in my jeans. I've got 160 acres full of sunshine, got 160 million stars above. Got an old paid hoss, I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love. Got an old paid hoss, I'm the guy who's boss on the 160 acres that I love.
Was Marty Robbins. In the 1960s, in the 70s and 80s, there was not a real strong cowboy or Western music presence on the radio, and it seemed like the music was in danger of getting lost. During that time, Michael Martin Murphy, who was a very famous country singer, helped revive the genre. Tucked away among his hit songs were some very cowboy-like tunes, and then in the 90s, he began recording whole albums of cowboy songs, both preserving the history of existing ones and writing new ones in the genre. His first album of country songs was the first cowboy music album to reach gold status since Marty Robbins' Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. And Michael was largely responsible for bringing the music back to a larger audience. He continues to produce successful Western music and was named by American Cowboy Magazine as one of the top 50 greatest country Western singers. In 2016, Michael Martin Murphy released his 7th cowboy and Western music album. And here's a cut from that CD. It's an Australian cowboy song called Campfire on the Road.
Under the leopard wood, as the sun goes down and the fire's good, and I've managed to find myself some Brigalow. And it wouldn't be the same, I know, contemplating the fire glow without my darling out here on the road. Now it's a very special thing to hear little crickets sing. There's no need to say another word. Just watch the campfire steal the show. Let the inner feelings flow. Release the tension out here on the road. We must never let them take this life away. Old stock roots belong to one and all. Drovers, dreamers all agree. Poets, aborigines, we have a right to light a campfire on the road. Some people like a riverbed with river gums high overhead. Unroll the swag on a drift of river sand. Me, I search for different sights. I'm not afraid of min-min lights. I welcome spirits out here on the road. And I welcome any sights I see. And a land that's been so good to me, that leads me to the soul of inner man. And I can tell you there are days I see the earth in different ways. It keeps me searching out here on the road. We must never let them take this life away. Old stock roots belong to one and all. Drovers, dreamers all agree. Poets, aborigines, we have a right to light a campfire on the road. Under the leopard wood, as the sun goes down and the fire's good, managed to find myself some Brigalow. And it wouldn't be the same, I know, contemplating the fire glow without my darling out here on the road. We must never let them take this life away. Old stock roots belong to one and all. Drovers, dreamers all agree. Poets, aborigines, we have a right to light a campfire on the road. We have a right to light a campfire on the road.
Michael Martin Murphy. We haven't talked yet about Western Swing, or as it's sometimes known, cowboy jazz. This started back in the 1920s when Southern and Western string bands started to play up-tempo music so people could dance to it. And the music brings in all kinds of influences, Dixieland jazz, blues, swing. Electric instruments like steel guitar were introduced at this time. Now, Western swing is a very new sound and style for the Western music catalog, and it still inspires groups to this day, such as Asleep at the Wheel. The most notable early Western swing bands were Milton and Brownies, Light Crust Doughboys, Spade Cooley's Orchestra, and Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Well, here's one from Bob Wills called New San Antonio Rose. In our show today, looking at icons of cowboy and Western music, I think there's someone who's important to mention for his enormous contributions to Western music. His name is Hal Cannon. He was the founding director of the Western Folklife Center and a key player in the first national cowboy gathering in Elko. Now, although those poetry gatherings had actually been going on in Elko for many years, the 1985 gathering was the start of the big one. It draws thousands of people to Elko in the dead of winter to hear the best old and new Western poets and musicians. The Elko gathering has inspired many, many other gatherings held all over North America. Hal has also written books on Western folk arts, and he's co-produced What's in a Song that was heard on 800 NPR stations. He co-produced a series on Voice of the West and an episode called A Cowboy Christmas, which won a bronze medal at the New York International Radio Festival. He was also producer of a TV documentary in 2003 called Why the Cowboy Sings. He had a band called the Deseret String Band. They specialized in researching and performing Western music from the 1800s. And now his current band, Three Hat Trio, focuses on American desert music. So I think he has played a very, very big role in keeping cowboy and Western music alive. And let's hear a song from his Three Hat Trio, one of their albums. This song is called Mojave. Three Hat Trio with Hal Cannon. And thank you, Hal, for all your contributions to Western music. We have a lot of good shows here on KDRT. There's one called The Electric Compost Heap, where DJ Doug Deep digs through many sounds from the underground. A delightful detritus of blues, soul, country, and rock, reggae, jazz, funk, and punk. It's all live Wednesday nights from 7 and 9 p.m. on KDRT. For replay times, visit kdrt.org and click the schedule tab. And you are listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. There is another person who you may or may not think of as a Western music icon, but I really think he is. His name is John Denver. He was very popular in the 70s as a country rock artist, and I think he had a big impact on keeping Western music viable. Country rock is a genre, or maybe a subgenre, brought in influences outside of mainstream country and rock. John Denver's music reflected his strong interest in protecting the environment and his powerful respect and love for the land, particularly the West. John's music was everywhere, and it had a huge impact on people, including me, because I am certain that the songs I heard him sing laid the foundation for my appreciation years later of both country and cowboy music. Here's one from his Wind Song album called Cowboy's Delight.
Sing songs of the sunrise into the night, the stars as a timepiece, make it all right. Make friends with the darkness, talk to the moon, and when the light lifts, you can let out a tune. Watch their gold fly, shed in their treasures, shook at their might, spoke softly wonders, cowboys
was John Denver. Showing up for racial justice or SURGE works to organize, mobilize, and educate white people to act as part of a multiracial majority for justice with passion and accountability. SURGE connects people across the country while collaborating with local racial justice efforts in the struggle for love, justice, human dignity, and a sustainable world. For more information, to offer support, or to find our local SURGE chapter in Sacramento, visit showingupforracialjustice.org. And I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening to Cowboy Tracks today. I'd appreciate your comments and song requests that you can leave on the kdirt.org website. Or there's also, I have a brand new website at facebook.com/cowboytracks. We'll end today with Down by the Brazos by David Wilkie and the McDades.